And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa, fresh off the Shogun literally just an hour ago. And we have the man, the guy, the dude, the tackle guru himself, Mr. Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We're going to be talking about some event that happens a week from today. Oh, yeah, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. And, of course, a lot of fishing. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. The summer fishing season this year was nothing short of incredible, and everyone I talk to is expecting continued success well into the fall season. Your San Diego County Ford dealers are having a remarkable summer too, with no sign of slowing down. They continue to hook people up with a great selection of models that offer outstanding MPG and advanced technology, like the fun-to-drive Focus and the popular Fusion, available as a hybrid or a plug-in hybrid. Ford also has an impressive list of SUVs, like Escape, Edge, Explorer, and Expedition. Well, no matter what you need, Ford has an SUV for you. And for serious fishermen that have boats to haul and gear to move, you can't beat the Ford F-150. It's not only stronger than ever, it's 700 pounds lighter, so it's faster and more efficient. Bottom line, Ford cars and trucks and SUVs are built for San Diego. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, our largest sale ever. Seminars by saltwater experts and incredible deals on tackle. Over 20 tackle manufacturers like Shimano with great products like Talica, Tranks, Trinidad A, and Terramar. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. I didn't expect to be behind the mic today.
No,
pretty
I
cool.
Didn't expect to see you today, Rick. Welcome back. Literally, what time is Shogun pull in this morning?
A little after 6. I mean, like exactly an hour ago.
Yeah. And so, you're here. Yeah. You walk into the... You didn't even call. You didn't even text. It's like,
I thought
he
I'd
just
surprised.
Shows up.
Yeah.
And it was like, both Doug and I went, oh, Whoa!
You think I'd
look
miss?
Who's here.
You think I'd miss Doug being
no,
here? My favorite
no.
show, man. I'm not
talking
gonna miss
about
this.
Tackle Day? Are you kidding me? Welcome, Doug.
Welcome, welcome. This is can't believe we're 1 week away from Tackle Day,
and I
was pretty stoked when I drove up and saw Rick's car there because you know, we put this thing on every year, and we've been doing the whole planning thing, and you know, it's going to be fun to get Rick's comments and perspectives on everything. And
you're probably going to put him to work today.
Oh, well, maybe tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
I think today he might be taking undoing some gear and getting some fish processed and doing all that stuff you do when you get back from your long-range trip.
There you go. But a lot of work to do. So how was the trip? How was that
six-day
skiff trip on the Shogun?
Dude, it's such a cool trip. It was awesome. We had a really, really fun time. We were blessed with phenomenal weather, good fishing, big ones. The trip is so unique. I love it. I absolutely love this trip. It's just so different from anything else you do, but, you know, follows the same guidelines. Long-range trip, very comfortable accommodations, great crew, great boat, really good food. But then you get to all these awesome places, and they offload the skiffs. And, you know, all of us, a lot of us have fished these places before, San Martin, Cedros, Bonitos, but never from the perspective of being in a little boat, being in the boilers right on the shore, casting the rocks. And, I mean, every single person on the trip you talk to them, they all have these crazy stories of the giant ones they got, the bigger one they lost. I had a 7-pounder, and it had a follower that was literally twice as big. And, you know, all these crazy, like, every time you come back from the skiff run, guys are high-fiving and talking about the great fishing we had. It was awesome. So
that's cool.
We did a full tour of all the cool big fish jaunts. We fished San Martin and Geronimo Island and Sacramento Reef and Cedros and just rad. I mean, super, super rad trip. Some runs were great. Some runs were fair. Everybody had big fish. I mean, there was nobody, I don't think, on the boat that didn't have at least a big one, a 6-pounder, and lots of stories of 7s and 8s, and it was just awesome. I think our big fish of the trip was a 9-pounder.
Gee, 9-pound calico.
Yeah, and that's an on-the-scale 9-pounder, which, you know, most people would call 13. Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, and you said yellow fishing was a little slow.
Yellow fishing was a little slow from the big boat. It's slower than it had been in past trips, but, I mean, San Martin was good. There was good yellowtail fishing. Like, you'd have 20 to 50 fish adrift, which is good. You know, that's very good. But Cedros was slow for us on the yellowtail, but we caught, you know, we picked away ones and twos, that kind of thing. So yellowfish was a little slow. I did have the raddest experience ever. There's no way words could describe it. I was fishing with this gentleman, Chuck, who was on the trip with us. Older gentleman, borrowed one of my bass rods, a Corrado 300D, 65-pound Power Pro, and an 80H Terramar. A nice bass outfit. And we were... Steve, who normally runs the Commander, was also on the trip. One of the crew members who was driving the skiff for us. He has some brass, let's just say that. He was so closer to the boiler than I would fish. Very safe and very good boat handler. You know, kept us in a safe distance. But, you know, we were close to a full-on boiler rock, you know. And Chuck fires a swim bait into the whitewash. We're talking like 2 feet of water. Turns the handle halfway back to the boat. I mean, you can, not only can you see the bottom is right there.
Yeah.
And the biggest yellow you could imagine, just like woof, like woofs his bait. And, you know, the fish was pulling in the direction of the boiler. So he's like towing our skiff towards it. And Steve would have to correct by kind of pulling us backwards and keep the boat pointed into the swell. It was the gnarliest fight, crazy battle on bass gear.
Bass gear.
He got it. I gaffed the thing. We slung it into the boat. It was a 35-pounder.
Nice.
On bass gear and just the raddest, gnarliest battle. There's big old giant waves breaking 5 feet from us, and the boat's going back and forth, and we high-fived. We're screaming like the big boat thought there was something wrong because we were screaming so loud in celebration of getting the thing. No way, we got it. It was awesome.
But how is that real? I mean, is that like the toughest reel almost ever made?
Prado 300?
It was a Calcutta.
Calcutta
300D.
I'm just blown away. I would take that tuna fishing. I mean, it's not the right gear, but that thing, I mean,
love
it's
that
just
reel.
Unbelievable in every way. Great casting. For some reason, doesn't backlash, but has the best free spool ever.
Yes.
The drags and the gears and the power on that thing are just insane.
Chuck had a lesser bass reel, let's just say, by another manufacturer, and it just wasn't right. It wasn't
yep.
right for the skiff trip. And I always bring in extras in case I have a rod that goes down. And I was like, man, you can't be here and not have something like this. Just take mine.
He had that in his hand.
Take mine. And he was just, he said, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. And it was.
He's going to go buy one.
It was never, we were never
I've got three of them,
control.
And they are insanely good.
They're really good.
I mean, you know, that's the thing. He kept saying, oh, I'm on bass, you know, yes, you're on bass gear, but you have 65-pound Power Pro, 60-pound Seaguar fluorocarbon, a big hook. I mean, you're.
Yeah, you're fishing
you
some
can,
gear.
You can
you're
get a 35-pound yellow.
I mean, just like Doug said, is that the reel that you should buy to go catch a big yellow? Absolutely not. But it sure is nice to know that when the wrong fish bites the right reel, you're still okay. Yeah.
Have you tried the new Calcutta Conquest?
I haven't. I would love to. That thing looks like a Cadillac.
Amazing. Yeah. It's like the Calcutta D, but it's like on steroids.
It's been
refined.
To finishing school.
It's pretty impressive.
That's cool.
Next trip, you'll definitely have to try that one for sure.
I'm down.
Not going to lie.
I'm good. We'll talk more about your Shogun trip. Of course, the 6-day Shogun trip, which we have scheduled for next year, too.
Right.
It's on the Shogun schedule, ShogunSportFishing.com. And Captain Aaron, you got to tip your hat to Captain Aaron and the crew.
Aaron, Russ, Jake and Charlie and the crew, Big Dave, everybody, Steve that ran the skiff, Greg that ran, they were awesome. Tommy Miles was on the boat running one of the skiffs. We had the greatest crew. Those guys did such a good job, and it is so much more work for them. Because in addition to doing everything the crew normally does, taking exceptional care of the people, they're launching and landing skiffs, they're dealing with motors, it was so much work. You never heard the slightest bit of anything but stoke out of all the guys. Aaron has that boat running so smooth. I was really excited to see, because it's the first trip I've been on the boat in a while, and you know, and Aaron just has the command of that thing, and it is the next level of that boat for sure. It's awesome.
Kind of looks like you put a couple pounds on. How was that food?
It was so good, dude. They did such a good job.
That's long-range fishing,
You forget, man. I mean, you really forget just like every day, just crazy good food, and then there's snacks, and it was awesome. Just 100% killer trip. Cannot wait. I'm already going to be lifting weights so I can try and defeat you in the arm wrestling contest.
next year.
Yeah, all right.
Of course, if you want to go, that trip fills up very, very quickly. There's two of them next year, one in June and one in October, the only two skiff trips really that I know of, right?
Yeah, for sure, and I cannot mention too how generous Corey was. Corey Sand from MC Swim Baits, co-sponsor of the trip, just unbelievable goodie bags. The goodie bag that he handed out to every single person that went on board, I guarantee you retails for over $150.
Really?
I mean, like, it was a one-gallon Ziploc bag so full of swim baits that you literally couldn't close it. You know, he had Trocar hooks. He had all of his MC swim baits, the weedless baits. And every person that went, he's got a brand new 9-inch Viejo swim bait, like the Batto big calico bass swim bait. And the only people that ever had them were on that trip that everybody got a goodie bag. And the first place you can buy them is going to be at Tackle Days. That's where he's going to debut.
He's going to debut
to the public the brand new 9-inch Viejo.
How did it work?
You took the words out of my mouth. It worked so good. It was a really big bait, and guys rigged them two ways. One with like a weedless style lead head was really popular, but the bait was designed so that it could also be fished with a traditional weedless, you know, weight-on style weedless hook. And, man, it
like
fished
a war bait or something like
A war bait for the lead head, but this would be more like the, you know, like the hooks that have the lead on them.
Screw-in style.
Yeah,
so Trocar. Either way.
Exactly, yeah. And anyways, it was rad, and Corey was super generous, gave away a bunch of stuff.
Wow, it was
really fun.
And Corey's co-sponsoring with us next October, I know, so likely if you go in October, you're going to, and I think he's co-sponsoring, I'll have to double check on that, the one in June too, but if you go on those trips, you're likely going to get something similar.
I would think so, yeah. He's always been super generous. Yeah. But anyways,
and
awesome
Corey will be at Tackle Day, right?
Yeah, he's always at Tackle Day. His booth is right next door to ours. He sets up the giant plastic bins, and we've got the hooks and the, you know, lead heads and that kind of thing there. And he's doing buy any two, get one free. So it's time to load up.
Buy any two, get one free.
Yeah.
That's rad.
Whoa.
I know.
That's rad. That's a heck of a deal, Doug.
We have guys that come down there and they just load up, you know, because plastics is one of those things that definitely just goes away. I mean, if you're an avid plastics fisherman, it's just something you're always replenishing, and So, I mean, it's just guys just know, and they come down and just load up.
Yeah. How many plastics did you go through on this trip?
A lot, dude. Those new weedless baits, they work really good with this, with the way that the screw goes in them. The plastic is really tough, so you get a lot of fish out of them, but we had a lot of bites, man. Yeah. We went through a lot. You know, I bring an absurd amount with me, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe I went through this many baits. Like, it just doesn't seem possible. So cool.
Yeah.
So cool.
That's great. So... there, if you open up this week's edition of Western Outdoor News, there's a dual page in there full of pretty good values from Tackle Day this week.
Yep, we've got 25 vendors coming down. They're all the top saltwater vendors in Southern California. And everyone has kind of come to the forefront and given us something really cool in the way of deals, add-ons, that kind of thing. And we'll go throughout the show and reveal a few of them. And, you know, there's some
so
that...
So they're not revealed in Western Outdoors.
Well, there's some holdbacks.
All right. So you already told us MC Swim Baits, buy two, get one free. Give us one more right now. Come on.
Well, I'm kind of excited about this. We finally, the season slowed down enough about a week ago that we could start really going through our inventory. And over the last 2, 3, 4 years, we have accumulated a lot of Shimano rods that have been replaced by newer models. So, you know, you had the A model and the B model. Now they're up to the C model. We literally took our entire inventory of discontinued Shimano models, and it's over 100 rods at 40% off.
Whoa.
So we've got
Perez's
that are the colored rods. We've got
high-end, top-of-the-line
yes,
Shimano rods.
Yes, there are, you know, inshore bass rods. There are Terramars. Everything that has been replaced by a more recent model. And so that's going to be, I mean, that's one of those get-there-early ones. Those are going to fly, yes.
Because it's something it can normally never be discounted, but because it's a previous generation,
yep,
the rules are gone.
And yeah, they are like A-plus high-quality rods. I mean,
brand new.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that rod Rick was talking about, the 880H, is that the one? The older Terramar, the previous model that's been replaced by the new Terramar, which is the black rod,
correct,
right? These are the brown Terramars.
Right, so the brown Terramars, and there's a few of those. And, I mean, those are in that $160 range. Basically, you're going to buy them for $100.
Right? How cool is that?
But get to Tackle Days early. It starts with the live broadcast with Let's Talk Hookup at 7 to 9 a.m.
Yep.
We'll be right in front of the store, as we always are, next Saturday. When do the cash registers start ringing?
Well, actually, in the tackle store at 6 o'clock, we are up and running, ready to go, and a lot of guys storm the gates there. But a lot of these closeout deals that I'm talking about, we put in our outside booth, which I think by now, this is our 13th year. I think people are familiar with the, you know, standing behind the yellow caution tape, and when we pull it, everybody runs in. We advertise that the tackle day starts at 9 o'clock right after the live broadcast. But we try to get our booth set up so that we can be operational maybe at 8 or 8:30.
Okay.
And so, you know, we just ask everybody to be patient and, you know, stand behind the yellow tape. And then, you know, it's kind of like, you know, cutting the ribbon at, you know, a grand opening of something. And then they just storm the gate.
It's more like the first guy to finish a marathon because everybody's just running through it.
No, it's always funny
because
we have such a great showing for the show. You know, Cowboy will be there with coffee and donuts.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be giving away prizes and stuff like that. People are there. We have this big crowd, you know, between, like, you know, 7 and 8 and 8:30. And then all of a sudden, they just disappear.
Yeah, the crowd's gone.
Where did everybody go? Oh, they're right there.
You know, I always like it because the yellow caution table will be up, and there'll be, like, two buddies that are there. And, like, obviously, it's an outside booth. You see them pointing, like, okay, there's the whatever it is. There's the Marauders that are going to be on sale. Like, you go that way, and then the other guys will be pointing. I'm going to go over here and grab, you know, grab those AFCO shirts or whatever it may be. Like,
my,
you know,
favorite one last year, there was one guy that came in there, and he had his hand on a jig stick for 30 minutes. He stood there in line, reaching over the caution tape, holding onto this jig stick for 30 minutes.
This is mine.
I own this.
So rad. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. So that's a heck of a deal. And you said there's 25 different manufacturers.
Yeah, I mean, they're all the biggies. I mean, I'll just do the rapid fire. Accurate, AFTCO, Avet, Blackwater, CalStar, Costa, Cousins, Daiwa, Fishworks, Gamakatsu, Iser, MC Swim Baits, Mustad, Okuma, Owner, P-Line, Penn, Phoenix, Power Pro, Seagar, Seeker, Shimano, Halco, and Yozuri, And then from West Coast, the Parker dealer, Kevin's coming down, and he'll have a boat on display.
You're going to have Rick's new boat on this?
Well, we don't know. That's a definite, distinct possibility.
Yeah. Possibility is definitely there.
It's there, huh? All right. Very good.
So, I mean, that's a huge lineup of the right guys. People love coming down because this is not a giant conglomerate where you can't get through the aisles. I mean, you can get right up and talk to the owners and the reps and see these, everything on display and ask questions personally to those guys that are hard to access at, you know, some of the bigger shows. So this is kind of like a big little show or a little big show, whatever you want to call it. Same with the seminars. You know, you might have 20 or 30 guys on one of the boats. And then, so you can really ask one-on-one questions. It's not, you know, 100 or 200 people at a seminar where you, you know, you don't get a chance to talk to the guys.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about the seminars, in just a couple of minutes, but as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today talking about tackle.
Yeah, it's going to be an awesome show. And boy, you want to talk about a guy that is the guru of tackle of anybody I know. This is the guy sitting next to us in Doug Kern. Going to be an awesome show. Tons of great information and so much to talk about. If you want to join us this morning, we would love to hear from you. There's two ways you can reach us this morning. And first is with our local line. That's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. There's one of those open right now. And we do have a single toll-free line open. If you want to get through, there's an open line right now at 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we talking tackle with Doug and talking tackle days, we've also got an awesome prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. That is a $50 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop. You're going to get yourself a $50 shopping spree. You can even use it at Tackle Days if you want. Get a little extra bonus for your $50. So $50 shopping spree going to one lucky caller at the end of the show today. Again, 858-457-1090 or toll-free 877-792-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Tons of fishing information coming your way. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. Let's talk hookup on the mighty 1090.
Want to catch the yellowfin tuna of a lifetime but don't have weeks at a time to commit trying? Then check out Journeyman Sport Fishing in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Based in Nuevo Vallarta, Journeyman offers an angling dream come true. Outstanding world-class fishery, immaculately maintained and outfitted boat, ultra-limited competition at the rail, and a Journeyman crew that has the experience and passion to make your angling dreams reality. A 2.5-day trip offers 2 full days of fishing from sunup to sundown and only requires 4 days away from your other commitments. In the 2013 season, Journeyman landed dozens of yellowfin over 200 pounds and several over 300. Choose the trip that fits your schedule. 2.5, 3.5, up to 8 days of the ultimate fishing for giant yellowfin tuna. For complete details, check the web at journeymansportfishing.com or contact 619-571-1979. Journeyman Sport Fishing, where angling dreams become reality.
Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before, plus over 20 tackle manufacturers like Cousins building high-quality inshore and offshore rods that are ideal for Southern California anglers. Quality, innovation, and value with every Cousins rod. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle. Best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
It's Yamaha's Why Wait, Buy Now sales event. For a limited time, eligible new 75 to 350 horsepower four-strokes include 6 years of warranty coverage. And eligible new 2.5 to 70 horsepower four-strokes come with up to $500 in dealer credit. See your nearest Yamaha Outboards dealer for details or visit yamahaoutboards.com. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends November 18, 2015. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Choice offered to Florida residents as a 36-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participants. Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Here's John Ireland. for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for four straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels. Most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. It's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, phones are packed. They want to talk to Captain Kern, so come on, Doug, give us one more.
All right, well, let's see here. I'll just give you a blanket one across the store. And this is, again, one of those things where you just want to load up. We've got every jig in our store is at buy two, get one free.
Every
equal
jig.
Or lesser value. So if you want to buy a Marlin jig, a Marauder, and a Flatfall, whatever, you can mix them up, but buy two, get one free.
Yeah, so whatever the least value one is, that's your free one.
Right. Okay.
But you could buy three Marauders.
And get one free.
And you're only paying for two of them?
Correct. $100 gets you three Marauders.
How about that, dude?
Yeah.
$100 gets you three Marauders.
Yeah.
How much? So they're $49.95.
$49.95. You buy two of them. We throw in the third one free.
Yeah.
Sick.
Marlin jigs.
Flatfalls,
you buy three, you get one free.
Yeah. All that stuff.
You have flatfalls?
Yes.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Not after next Saturday.
I'll bet we'll have some left after next Saturday, even if they storm the gates.
Oh, you've got a few.
Okay. Talking to Doug Kern, man.
You got that Doug Kern look. It's like, oh, I got flat.
Don't worry about what I got, buddy.
Don't worry about anything.
Nothing to see here.
So, we're kind of winding down in tuna, but there's still tuna around.
Absolutely,
you know,
there is.
We have some weather this week coming, but after that, they're still going to be around. And then you got next year to contend with.
Oh, no doubt.
I mean, throughout the whole season there, we're tough to get. You could stock up on flatfalls. I'll bet Mark Gillette will be stocking up.
No doubt.
You know? Buy two, get one free.
Yeah, any jig at regular price, we're going to throw one in for free.
How about that?
Sick,
yep.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, and that's, like you said, Marauders, the Tommy Nykirk highest end Marlin jig,
yeah.
Little Scoots, whatever. I mean, whatever it may be, it's across the board crazy.
Talk about a time to stock up on your iron.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we got
basically.
We're going
to have that yo-yo stuff this year.
They already are getting yellowtail on the yo-yo and the surface iron right now at all of the normal spots. They're starting to move back onto those rock cod spots. It's probably going to be similar to last year where we had a lot of deep water yo-yoing and. Those jigs sometimes go away, and so it's nice to have a few extra.
I mean, you remember how impossible it was to try and find a full-size 7X or a full-size 6X or even a 6X Junior last year. They were gone, and we have the wall full of them, and they're buy two, get one free.
How about that?
Yeah, sick.
Well, let's jump into those jam-packed phone lines.
You got it this morning. Why don't we start it off with Doug calling us from Montebello this morning. Thanks for getting us started this morning, Doug.
Hey, you got How's it going?
What's up, Doug?
Good, Doug. My question is for a reel. Which size reel would I be able to fish fresh and salt water with?
Well, it really depends because what we usually try to do with somebody is define a little bit more specifically what they're going to do. Because if you say fresh water, that could be trout fishing on 2-pound test. That could be, fishing for giant 10-pound trophy bass on 25-pound test and a swim bait. But a lot of the low profile and round bass type reels will do both. And we talked about that Calcutta D just earlier in the show. That would be a great swim bait reel, let's say, for freshwater and for saltwater. Also, a lot of the spinning reels that people are using now are saltwater tough, but yet, you can still use them depending on the size. You can pick the size that works well for you, for your situation. And, you know, there's every quality and price point. But, you know, if you're going to fish saltwater, you tend to need the reels that have a little bit better gearing, a little bit better drag washers, more corrosion-resistant type materials. In the freshwater, you know, you can go a little bit lesser on those type of features. But if you're going to get one for both fresh and saltwater, you've got to kind of get a saltwater-style reel that will work in the freshwater. And if there's ever a specific situation that you or somebody has, you know, we can ask you a lot of questions. You can define what you're going to do, and we can usually dial it down to two or three choices that are going to be ideal.
All right,
well
Doug.
Done. Yeah.
Thanks a lot for the call morning. Appreciate that.
All right, how about we jump right back into him? Talk to Jerry. He's calling us from Garden Grove. Good morning, Jerry. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Pete, Doug, and Rick.
Morning.
Hey, Jerry.
Man, Rick, you're turning into my idol. You're doing way too much field research.
There's no such thing, Jerry. Come on now. You got to go fishing. It's our job.
I know.
Man's got to fish.
One for Doug is Shimano. I'm looking into buying a couple new Trini A20s. And are they going to have anything specials on them at all? I see the rods, but nothing about the reels.
I'm winking through the radio right now.
Winking. So
I can neither confirm nor deny.
That means, I think, yes, Jerry. I think that you're going to get some kind of a deal on there.
That's you saying that.
Yeah, that's just me.
I didn't say that.
I mean, no. I saw the wink, and it's a wink through the radio, so I'm thinking, yeah, you're going to get a deal.
Yep, come on down, Jerry.
But Doug didn't say that, okay? Nor did Ricky.
That's right.
We'll be there. Yeah, I picked up the 16, and it was so sweet. I have to extend my arsenal a little bit.
I get the 20.
Yeah,
right?
I know we got 5 20s in here just a week ago or so, so we should be in good shape. And just so you know, if we happen to run out of something, we will take a special order and honor that special price.
What?
And they can pay for it at Tackle Day and then pick it up. You know, we'll special order items for people.
So
yeah.
If you run out of an item.
Yeah. This happens every year. You know, you get a run on some cool hot item and, you know, more people want it. And so we'll definitely honor it. Some of those closeout items, obviously, we're not going to be able to get replenished. But, you know, any of the first run stuff, you know, if you want to buy, like, say we run out of 7Xs we're talking about, we'll honor that, write up a special order, and then you can pick them up at a later date.
The amazing thing about that Trinidad A, like Jerry is talking about, is the Trinidad has always been an iconic reel. I mean, it has caught probably more fish than any saltwater reel on the market, period.
Yep.
Then they take whatever the best reel on the market, and then they make it even better. And that's what Trinidad A is.
I mean, they did. They did not sit on their laurels. That was a standard issue reel for many years. That was the industry standard.
Star drag.
We never thought that... you know, it could really be surpassed, but they surpassed themselves and made the reel physical smaller size. The EI treatment on the frame and side plates so that they don't corrode. The high efficiency gearing, which means you can straight grind a fish much more easily. The drags are better. And, it's, you know, the free spool on those reels is, we didn't think they could get any better, but they did. The spools are lighter weight. They free spool better. When a bait hits the water, it can take off and swim without the resistance of that weight. I mean, that's a top reel.
Yeah. Harold Davis is leaving on the Royal Polaris on a 15-day trip, I think Monday.
Yeah.
And he says, I need a new Wahoo reel. Trinidad 30A, I told him. That's the one, right?
So much
torque. A 20 or a 30, yeah. I mean, because you got to wind through that bite, like you're saying, so much torque.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Torque, power, speed, it's still fast. You know, it's one of the few reels that was always the thing, is you pre-Trinidad days, you either had high speed with no torque, or you had low speed but lots of power. And Trinidad was the first reel that crossed that bridge where you still have high-speed gearing, but you still have all the power like you would in a low-speed reel. I mean, everybody remembers the old days, like trying to, you know, speed wind with a Newell 533 and 5.5 gears. Your lure is hauling ass back to the boat, but as soon as you hooked a fish, good luck turning the handle.
Yeah.
You know, and now you've got a reel that moves that same power, and as soon as you get the bite, you can just wind right through it, put the hook right into them, and away you go.
So when Shimano first, you guys probably remember this, when Shimano first introduced the Trinidad, I believe it was the Trinidad 30, was the first Trinidad they ever released, and I was fortunate enough to have one on a long range trip aboard the Shogun.
Right.
And I landed I was fishing for Wahoo on the bow on it with a Raider jig, and I got bit by a tuna. And lo and behold, I don't know, an hour and a half later or something like that, 184-pound yellowfin tuna on a Trinidad 30. Then they put, if you probably remember during
totally
the show,
remember.
They put a picture of me with that fish on the deck of the Shogun. But that's the type of power you get with Trinidad.
Well, I remembered going to Key West with Shimano, and they were going to have new tackle introductions, and my eye caught, it was, I think it was either a 16 or a 20 Trinidad. It was this gold reel, and I'd never seen anything like it. I just, like, laser-focused on it, and I was so excited, and I looked at the side of the reel, and it said 6.2 to 1 gear ratio, and I'm like, oh, no.
No.
They screwed it up.
You blew it.
So I, you know, brought that up, and they said, just wait.
Yeah.
And you won't believe what this reel will do. And I was blown away. We were catching, you know, 100-pound fish on it, and you had cranking power.
Yeah, no doubt about it. That's the key. Jerry, we'll see you at Tackle Day.
All right. Hey, with that, it's time to find out what's going on in the Baja. It's time for the Castman Report. Richard Castaneda from Castors. Today, Catchport sponsored part by Job Site Supply, specializing in the mechanical, electrical, and plumbing trades with lines like Milwaukee Electric Tools. We personally know these guys and have fished with them, too. They're hardcore anglers, and they're very serious when it comes to dependable job site delivery and the best in Milwaukee tools. You can check jobsitesupplyco.com for more details. And with that, real quick, I know Doug would say the same thing. That's not just like a BS line. We say these guys are hardcore fishermen.
No, they are like
the ultimate hardcore fishermen.
Yeah.
Top guys in our region for like marlin fishing and just run an incredibly professional boat for a family boat. I mean, and it is a family boat. The sons go and the buddies. And
oh, yeah. And I'll tell you what is if you're a contractor and you're buying from somebody else, why not buy from a guy that you're going to talk fishing with?
Yeah.
Job Site Supply.
They make it so easy.
Skeet is and his partner are so professional in everything they do.
Everything. And that goes right into their business, too, whether it's fishing or
it does. I mean,
that you wouldn't be.
They're salty. They're great guys.
Yeah.
You would be, if you're doing business with somebody else and not Job Site Supply, try them.
Yeah, you should. You owe it to yourself.
Try them out. You owe it to yourself because you'll never go back.
Yeah, they're the bomb.
Yeah, for sure. Castman, Richard Castaneda from Castors. Buenos dias. Castman.
Buenos dias, Pedro. I'm glad you got Doug on the show. He's definitely brought up the character of the show.
Oh, there's no question.
Well, I have been called a character before.
He's a character. You're right.
But anyway, hey, happy Halloween to everybody. And Pete, I take it you probably, if you dressed up in a costume, you'd be a really good penguin. You know, the guy on the Batman series.
That's me.
I think more of a pelican.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd be more of a pelican.
Hey, man, you got some fish? What's going on?
You wouldn't even have to put a mask on, Pete.
Exactly. Yeah, I just have to grow my nose.
Anyway, the fishing down in Cabo San Lucas remains the same. Still plenty of billfish down there between stripers, sails, and blue marlin. It's about a one per boat per day average, you guys that are targeting the billfish. Also, tuna grade has really dropped. Nothing big out at the Gordo Bank. You know, you got the Western Outdoor News tuna tournament coming up here next weekend. And no reports of any big fish this week out at the Gordo, but I guess the boys will probably have to just get out and hopefully find the schools of porpoise that are holding the bigger fish and work from there, unless things really turn on this coming week. But the San Jose del Cabo Panga fleet has been fishing right up there at Punta Gordo, which is you come out of the harbor and you run about 5 miles and to the point there, and that's Punta Gordo, and they've been fishing there pretty well, getting a lot of football-sized fish. Mixed in with them have been some wahoo, nothing really big, nothing like the SoCal wahoos, but they're getting the wahoo there, also getting the smaller Dorado up there, and that smaller tuna is all the way up to La Paz, up right there off of Saravo in that area there, Roca Montaña. They're also getting the smaller gray tuna up there. Also a mixture of wahoo along the beaches there. They're banging some pretty nice roosters also. So some pretty good fishing all in that whole area down there. And then, of course, over in Mazatlan there, it's about a one per day boat average on the sails. They're also getting a few tuna mixed in on their count. Nothing stellar over there. And Zihuatanejo now is starting to pick up. That's our winter fishing destination. A lot of sailfish down there right now. You'll start seeing the bat count really become really good as we get into the winter. And then, of course, yellowfin tuna. And then along the beaches, they get those big grade rooster fish and plenty of jacks on behind the surf line there. So some good fishing going on down in the southern Baja and then over in Zihuatanejo. That'll be the report for this week. Don't forget, Pete, to send you to set your clocks back tonight. I know that's you always look forward to this particular time of year. You
Ricky's
love
favorite day out. Right here, buddy.
Oh.
Ricky's favorite day is
extra hour.
We get an extra hour of sleep
that's
tomorrow,
it.
So we'll be on 7 to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time tomorrow, which is actually going to be 8 o'clock.
Feel
so
like 8 o'clock.
Like, yeah, it's going to, and it'll be light out in the morning, Cass, so we can go fishing earlier.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Pete, before you find out through the grapevine, I had a little tumble here last Monday coming back from Oregon while pumping some gas. I took a stumble and cracked my tibia. And that's not my head. That's down on my leg.
Oh, that's no good.
So, yeah, so I'm laid up 6 to 8 weeks, no weight on it. So plenty of football and movies to be watching on TV.
Oh, Cass, well, get well, man. That's not like the Cass, man, to be laying
down.
Yeah,
I know it. I know it. It's killing me, man. I've only been at it now for, 6 days, and it's 5 days, and it's I'm bored already.
Well, you'll come back strong like bull, I know.
Let's hope so.
Get better,
well,
Cass man.
Appreciate
feel better,
that, and we'll talk to you next Sunday. Or Saturday.
All right, guys.
Next Saturday.
Take care.
Feel better, Cass. All right, hey, that's going to wrap up our catch for today. Again, sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. It's long-range season, and that means it's time to pre-book your processing orders with Fisherman's Processing. Do it before your trip. That way you're the first in line when your trip returns. You can friend them on Facebook at Fisherman's Processing, or for more details, check fishermansprocessing.com. It's such an easy process. You already know you're going on your trip. You already know you're going to use Fisherman's Processing. Literally just call down there, talk to Rosie, talk to Sean, talk to anybody, and just say, hey, I'm going on the Royal Star and the Let's Talk Hookup trip in a few weeks, and that's all you got to do. Put your name down, and you're the first one.
In.
Yeah,
yeah,
sweet.
You're right up on the front row. Hey, 877-792-1090. Been a busy morning. Your chance to get through right now. Let's jump back in the phone.
You got it. How about we start this one off with Matt, who's calling us from La Mesa this morning. Good morning, Matt. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Good morning, Doug. Good morning, Pete.
Morning, Matt.
Couple things. One, Ricky, I got to say, I truly believe that good things happen to good people, and you have had the most insane 2015. I don't know how you're ever going to top it.
There's no question.
But you will have those memories forever. And the other thing was, with the new Terramar rods coming out, how are they going to differ from the current ones?
Well, first of all, the first thing you notice is that they're cosmetically, the blanks have that same kind of see-through kind of foil look to them. They're really cool looking, but they're more of a grayish black than the brown ones were. The grips now are the X-Shrink with the real seat on the saltwater ones, and then they've got cork handles.
Which I love.
Yeah, back to the cork. On kind of the inshore style rods. And they've just changed the guides around. They just
cool look
and feel and fish. I mean, you know, it's the fit, the function, you know, all that stuff. And then, you know, the three F's, the fit, the function, then the fluff. So they got all of that, you know.
So let me ask you this, Doug. You said the older models, the discontinued models, are going to be 40% off.
Right.
Do you have the new Terramar, that new rod?
Oh, yeah. We got those instantly when they became available, and we've had another batch come in here over the last week and a half or so.
So they're going to be available at a tackle day saving, can we say? Winking at me again?
Let's just say everything in the store is going to be pretty darn special.
Okay, all right. I got a wink again, Matt. So check it out. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Like Pete said, if you want to get through, 877-792-1090. It's open right now. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before, plus over 20 tackle manufacturers' representatives like AFTCO with clothing built just for anglers. We will have the new AFTCO clothing for 2016. AFTCO was the originator of the plier pocket on all of their shorts. And at Tackle Day, we'll have great prices on all AFTCO clothing. Tackle
Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle. Best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
Imagine being home in the morning and fishing yellowtail and calicos at Cedros Island by the afternoon. Now you can with Cedros Adventures. Experience world-class yellowtail and calico fishing aboard comfortable pongas with local captains that know the island hotspots. Stay in Cedros Adventures' own private waterfront hotel and experience first-class meals and service with pickups in L.A., Orange, or San Diego County. You hop aboard a scheduled flight to Cedros Island to begin an incredible experience. Trips are all-inclusive and offer old-world hospitality and fantastic fishing. Cedros Adventures. Call 310-435-6353 or check cedrosadventures.com for rates and more information.
For East Cape fishing, Jen Wren is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top-quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibran electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamGenRen.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
Hey, this is Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Pissa. My brother Bruce and I make a living catching giant bluefin tuna. In fact, I wouldn't even go fishing with any other sunglasses than Maui Jim. Put a pair of Maui Jims on and instantly the glare is gone, the UV that can damage your eyes is gone, the ocean's true colors come shining through like never before. And with more contrast and clarity, you can see the bluefin at that critical time. Take it from me. Try a pair at your local tackle shop or check out MauiJim.com. You won't believe your eyes.
Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before, plus 20 tackle manufacturers' representatives like Shimano, with great reels like Talica, Tranks, Trinidad A, and Twin Power. We will also have a great selection of the new Terramar rods by Shimano. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle. Best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You are listening to the home of the Aztecs.
He's gone. Touchdown, Aztecs.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. That was a perfect line I heard in that last spot with Doug Kern. Best ever tackle deal.
Best ever tackle deal. So are we saying that everything in the store is on sale? Every rod, every reel?
Just about. I mean, you know, we've got 7,000 items, and, you know, I'm sorry to say, but the torpedo sinkers are not on sale.
Oh, come on! What?
I suppose if somebody wanted to twist our arm, we'd do, like, you know, something for them.
Yeah.
But you know, and the little brass swivels, No.
Okay. What about you have a lot of rod wrapping supplies. What about those?
We do. The thread is, I believe it's buy three, get one free on the thread. You know, one that, I definitely want to throw out there. This is a huge one because it's something that everybody uses and everybody goes through and everybody needs to replenish. And, we have Seaguar fluorocarbon. Anywhere from 6-pound test up to 60-pound test is going for buy one, get one free.
Oh, come on!
Right?
And then
Seaguar Premier?
Seaguar anything.
Seaguar Blue Label.
Yeah.
Seaguar Premier.
Pink.
Seaguar Pink.
All of it. And
buy
then,
one, get one free.
Correct. Come and then on. Anything from 80 to 200-pound test is buy two, get one free.
Wow.
How about
so
that?
If you're going on a long-range trip.
So, I mean, that's just a, Seaguar, you know, I mean, I know... If everybody's like me, everybody went through all their fluorocarbon this summer. Yay for our team. And this is a good time to replenish it back into the tackle box.
Yeah. So will the guys from Seaguar be there?
Oh, yeah. They'll have a booth set up. You know, people love to ask questions about, you know, how is it made? What, you know, what's the difference between Premier and Blue and Pink and all that? And so they'll be on hand to answer all those questions. And then we'll have the deals both in the store and in our parking lot booth outside.
Okay, so I'm seeing in your ad here, Gamakatsu hooks are Japan's leading fish hook and our sponsor here on Let's Talk Hookup. Certainly the best hook there is, period.
Buy two, get one free.
Come on.
So
buy two, get one free. They've been hard to get.
They have. We've got a nice fat wall full of them.
Shoo!
And they will be there also. They have a booth set up, be there talking up the product. And
Rick
Carr or his representative, I'm not sure, because he travels quite a bit.
Right.
But they always have some good pro staff guys there if he can't be there. And actually, I'm not sure if he's going to be there or not.
Well, Gamakatsu will be represented.
Gamakatsu will definitely be there.
For sure. Let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phone lines.
You got it, man. Well, jam-packed they absolutely are. How about we next up talk to Cole calling from Mission Bay this morning. Cole, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Cole.
What's up, Cole?
Hi.
Good morning.
Hey, Cole. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good, too. What can we do for you this morning?
Excuse me?
Well, how can we help you this morning? Did you have a question?
Yes, sir. My birthday is coming up on November 4th on Wednesday, and my dad was going to get me a rod and reel, and he doesn't know what to get.
That's
cool. Well, what kind of fishing do you do, Cole? Do you guys have your own boat, or do you go out on the party boats?
We go on, like, three-quarter day.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. And how old are you?
I'm 12 years old.
Okay. Well, I would suggest some type of a rod and reel that would be capable of handling about 25-pound test. And, you know, being that you're 12, you're probably starting to get a little bit of height and a little bit of strength going. So you can probably handle a 7-foot rod, but I'd get something that's fairly light in weight. And, you know, probably one of those, we were talking about those Terramar rods. They're very lightweight. So that would be a good rod, maybe something capable of handling 25-pound test. And then a reel that would go with that might be the little Torium reel. The Torium 16 would go on that real nice. And then you put some, you know, braided Power Pro on there, maybe 50-pound test, and then you can put some monofilament or fluorocarbon line over the top of that, you know, and use probably 25-pound test. You know, if the bigger yellowtail are biting, maybe you put 30-pound test, or, you know, maybe
it gives you flexibility.
Yeah, if you've got anchovies, maybe you can go down to 20. But I think that would be a real nice outfit for your first outfit.
That sounds good. And will they be available at the next weekend?
Absolutely. And
on sale?
If you want to talk to me or one of the guys, just introduce yourself and say, hey, I was on the radio and I want to get a rod and reel outfit. We'll hook you up and make it right for you.
I'll see you next weekend.
All right. Thanks, Cole.
Happy birthday.
All
right. Thanks a lot
for
the call.
That's so rad. John in Long Beach, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I got a couple of questions. Are any of the reel manufacturers going to be doing any service on any of the reels? I have some habits I want them to take a look at.
You know, that's not something that's available at the Tackle Day, although Avet will be in the parking lot. And so, you know, if you wanted to bring your reels down and have them brought up to Avet to be serviced, we can certainly facilitate that for you at Tackle Day.
But there's not going to be on-site
service. No, correct.
Yeah.
I know you can take them up to their factory. I live up here in the Long Beach area. I know you can send them to their factory up there in Chatsworth, I guess, and have them do it.
I gotcha. Yeah, that's probably going to be your best bet. And I'm just going to throw it out there because we talk about this every year. As soon as you kind of get to where your season is slowed down a little bit, and, you know, it's inevitable. It's coming at some point this winter where, you know, we're going to hunker down and, you know, we'll be doing our rock fishing and our yellowtail fishing. But start sending those reels one or two at a time, either into our shop or your favorite tackle store or whatever manufacturer, and start getting those reels serviced now so that, you know, we're probably going to have a pretty short winter and that stuff's going to get with it again. And, you know, we're going to be fishing, you know, pretty early again next year, I'm guessing. And you want those reels to be pristine. I mean, a lot of drags got burned out and bearings this year. And, you know, don't wait till May when the fish are biting and try and expect to get them done in 3 days because it's not going to happen.
Not going to happen, that's for sure.
Really
all right.
Call.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that very much. Hey, we are having a sale. It continues, but only for another week on our Let's Talk Hookup page, hookup1090.com on our shop page. $20 off any order of $75 or more. And you get free shipping. So you can get one of those AFCO travel shirts. You can get one, which are just so comfortable. You can get one of those Let's Talk Hookup sweatshirts. You can get one of those Let's Talk Hookup keychain lures, or that flying fish lure, which was a hot one for the Wahoo.
That's...
Get the cedar plug, all kinds of different things, hats, T-shirts, the whole thing. $20 off any order, $75 or more, and free shipping.
And if somebody asks nice, are you going to give them one of your brand-new killer-looking stickers?
Yes, we'll include the brand-new Let's Talk Hookup sticker that we just received this week, which are going to be available for the very first time next Saturday at Tackle Day.
Nice.
So we'll be handing them out.
They really look cool.
Yeah, they came out great.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Yeah, the old Chuck Byron art there, and it's a cutout design, so it's a nice, really clean-looking sticker.
That's
so
right.
They came out really fantastic. So, hey, so check that out on our shop page, hookup1090.com shop page. Save $20, $75 or more, and free shipping. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
You got it. How about Kenny calling us from Hawaiian Gardens this morning? Hi, Kenny. Welcome to the show.
Hey, morning, guys. How is everybody?
Great.
Going good.
Hey, with having four daughters and a granddaughter now, me and my wife always like to follow the kids' fishing derbies and stuff. I caught wind of one over here in our area, El Dorado Park. Any of your listeners or you guys could give me any more information on that, greatly appreciate it.
Don't know about it, but I would say that if you probably talk to your community parks and recreation, they'd probably know more about it.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. I always know that Ron Baker puts on a couple of fun events down this way, you know, and I'm sure you could do a little Google search to you know, find out about the Crystal Pier Kids Classic, and they always do a big one at Lake Poway that's a lot of fun. And I know that.
But I know that's what that one's going on every year up there, and it's a nice thing to take kids. But I would say, yeah, if you look into your community parks there, I'm sure they'd have the information for you to take the kids fishing. And speaking of, thanks a lot for the call. Speaking of taking kids fishing, Friends of Rollo will be in full force at Tackle Day, right,
Doug?
Oh, yeah.
Doug? Yep. There's going to be the pick-a-box going on, which basically...
The Mike Lum pick-a-box.
Yep.
Just incredible.
There's going to be a bunch of tackle boxes that are closed up, and you don't know what's inside of it. And I don't want to mess up the details, but I believe that a box costs you $20, and whatever's inside is worth at least that amount. But some of them have some really cool stuff, even, you know, greatly more than that. So it's kind of like, you know, which one are you going to pick, and is it going to, you know, am I going to get, you know, some lures, or am I going to get, you know, a reel or a gift certificate for a half-day trip or whatever it might be. There's all kinds of cool stuff in those. And then right next door to that is the Friends of Rollo raffle. And so Jim Holden and we've got some ticket sellers coming down. They're going to be going around the parking lot selling raffle tickets. And actually, anybody that goes down on one of our boats to listen to a seminar, there's three rounds of seminars. You're going to get a specially colored ticket for free. And right after those seminars, there's a round of raffles. And there will be one of the nicer prizes given away, you know, probably at least a $100 prize given away just to those people that went to the seminars. So make sure when you're going down the dock to get one of those specially colored tickets and then get back up to the entrance of the tackle store as they do that round of raffles. And you'll be one of very few people that are involved in that particular raffle.
And you're collecting all kinds of good stuff, right, Rick?
The raffle is one of my duties, and so I call in every favor I have to all of my really good buddies and just say, hey, man, ante up, you know, proceeds are going to Friends of Rollo. It's the best cause ever, taking kids fishing. Hook a brother up. And I've just gotten so many cool things. Everybody's just been awesome. I mean, we have gift certificates to all the local restaurants. Every manufacturer that you heard listed, every one of them is donating prizes. We've got trips. We've got reels. We've got just awesome gift certificates. All of the long-range boats are participating. We've got jackets from some. We've got, you know, gift certificates towards trips from the others. It's just a really, really fun raffle, and it's huge. And I take a lot of pride in it because that's one of my duties. And
yeah.
And I've hit up literally everybody that I know. And if anybody out there is listening, they got something they want to donate,
exactly.
You know, hit me up at the tackle store anytime. Yeah. We'd love to do it, and we'll shout it out at the show. And anything that we can get a hold of to help raise more money for Friends of Rollo is what it's all about.
And it's all about taking kids fishing.
You got
that's
it.
What Friends of Rollo is. So, yeah. It's going to be a great raffle. So you're going to buy tickets at the Friends of Rollo booth.
Yep.
They're going to have the wheel, I'm sure. spinning the wheel as well as the pick a box?
I don't think that the wheel
comes. Wheel won't be there.
No, it's just a pick a box and the raffle.
The
that's enough, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah, that keeps those guys hopping.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
no kidding.
Going to be fun. Well, hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming here. Another full hour, plus we're going to check in with the Catch Reports. Tons more info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before, plus over 20 tackle manufacturers' representatives like Costa, building high-quality polarized eyewear for serious saltwater anglers. Huge selection of Costa, and get a free gift with every Costa purchase. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle. Best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel now at your local Shimano dealer. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and is tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HD is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing. With a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HG is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealers.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here.
Caught inside the pylon for a touchdown.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
This is Greg Stotespray from AFCO. For over 20 years, AFCO has been known for its traditional fishing shorts. We now will also be known for our new line of next-generation fishing and board shorts. Our new M82 tactical fishing shorts feature quick-dry, high-tech, two-way stretch fabric, zipper fly, six functional pockets plus pliers pocket, sublimated camo print, and our DWR finish so your shorts don't get stained. Also new to the AFCO line are the M25 Stingray board shorts. The Stingray board shorts feature new, quick-dry, four-way mind stretch fabric, modern zipper fly, two technical high cargo pockets with inverted zippers, silicone printed draw cords, along with our DWR finish to repel stains. Both shorts are new to the AFCO line and come in a variety of colors and sizes. These technically advanced fishing and board shorts continue AFCO's long tradition of providing the world's finest fishing and board shorts. Check them out today at better shops everywhere.
The summer fishing season this year was nothing short of incredible, and everyone I talked to is expecting continued success well into the fall season. Your San Diego County Ford dealers are having a remarkable summer too, with no sign of slowing down. They continue to hook people up with a great selection of models that offer outstanding MPG and advanced technology, like the fun-to-drive Focus and the popular Fusion, available as a hybrid or a plug-in hybrid. Ford also has an impressive list of SUVs like Escape, Edge, Explorer, and Expedition. Well, no matter what you need, Ford has an SUV for you. And for serious fishermen that have boats to haul and gear to move, you can't beat the Ford F-150. It's not only stronger than ever, it's 700 pounds lighter, so it's faster and more efficient. Bottom line, Ford cars and trucks and SUVs are built for San Diego. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle,
special. Closeouts we've never offered before, plus 20 tackle manufacturers representatives like Shimano, with great reels like Talica, Tranx, Trinidad A, and Twin Power. We will also have a great selection of the new Terramar rods by Shimano. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle. Best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com.